have had to wait for months to get to this point because the various departments, be it the Department of Environment, Local Government, or the Department of Community and Rural Affairs, or you know, Arts, Heritage and Gaeltacht that looks after parks and wildlife, nobody has accepted responsibility solely for the over 2 million restoration costs we need for Swan Park. What was useful about today was having the senior directors of services, John McLaughlin and Gary Martin, up from Donegal, to convey different ways and funding streams that can make this happen. Minister Joe McHugh, who facilitated the meeting today with all the senior officials in various departments, has now undertaken to go back and speak to senior ministerial colleagues, to speak to senior officials and departments. We're going to reconvene now in a number of weeks' time, and we're determined that we resolve this issue.
And the main issue here with the funding for Swan Park is that it doesn't go under any particular department, as it's owned by the council, but there is different funding. But you're saying that it needs to be one kind of chunk of funding?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're talking here, at over 2 million. It's a very complex build. It's along the River Crana. You have the old mill bridge has to be rebuilt. You have all the walls that support the pathways. It's a very complex and difficult set of jobs that need to be done. So it is going to be in around 2 million. That requires, a major focus. And we need to get either the Department of Taoiseach, the Department of Public Expenditure, one of the departments to lead up on this to make it happen. And I think the key message that was put across to everybody there today is we cannot accept this major tourism and community amenity in Bunkrana, in Inishowen, to be left destroyed. We have to find a solution. We can't allow this to be passed from department to department. So I believe that today's meeting was a breakthrough in terms of clarifying for everybody present, what needs to be done, how we go about it. Now it's over to Minister Joe McHugh and his senior government colleagues to find the answers. I do want to say this. I want to acknowledge that after the floods last August, if you look at the range of challenges we had in terms of flood defences, roads, bridges, sporting grounds, nearly every single issue has been resolved by government. And I do commend government on that issue. But this is the final piece in the jigsaw. It's a very big piece. And that's our beloved Swan Park, major community tourism amenity. So, it's over to government now to complete the jigsaw. And then I think that, in fairness, that will have been a tremendous response to what was a major crisis for the Inishowen Peninsula and parts of East Donegal.